Well, this is Coast Radio News for today, Tuesday, July 21st. For Coast Radio News, this is Callista Cates. Lane County COVID-19 cases close in on 400 for Coast Radio News. I'm Callista Cates. Lane County COVID-19 cases hit 399 yesterday morning as public health reported 15 new cases. Florence counted its 13th infection. Oregon Health Authority reported 277 new confirmed and presumptive corona cases in the state Monday. In addition, there were two new deaths, increasing the state's death toll to 262 people. Following the increase, Oregon's total coronavirus cases since the start of the pandemic is now nearing 15,000. Of all the reported cases, the Oregon Health Authority has reported that at least 3,330 people have recovered. Last week, more than 39,000 COVID-19 tests were performed. The positivity rate is at about 6%. The World Health Organization recommends a rate to be 5 or less. The Hasita Water District Public Utility District Board of Commissioners will hold a meeting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Their agenda includes rate increase and information financial report. Today's meeting will be held at Hasita Water District's building, North Highway 101. Lane County Assessment and Taxation is reopening its service counter beginning today. Twice weekly, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 3 p.m., Lane County Service Counter will offer face-to-face, hands-off, contactless options. According to the Lane County Assessor, Mike Kells, who said not everyone has access to online services and not every question or issue can be resolved from a distance, end quote. Lane County is accepting tax payments by phone at 833-819-5119, as well as online at lanecounty.org. By the end of July, assessment and taxation will also have completed the installation of a permanent property tax payment box on Pearl Street in Eugene, allowing residents to make their payments without entering the building. The Joint Oregon Committee on Ways and Means released their budget rebalance proposal prior to the open of Wednesday's three-day special legislative session. In the face of COVID-19 pandemic-induced economic and public health crisis, their proposal was purportedly drafted to maintain essential services, including critical investments in public education, health care, child welfare, housing, and more. The committee said their proposal judiciously uses a portion of the Education Stability Fund to avoid devastating program cuts while preserving a strong level of reserves to help weather the upcoming budget cycles when the state revenue is projected to further decline due to the dramatic impact on the state's economy. Public testimony before the subcommittee's proposal begins on Wednesday, July 22nd, and continues Thursday and Friday. The Oregon Unemployment Department launched a new Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, or PUA, online form that will make it easier for Oregonians to apply. The form will also allow the more than 100,000 mostly self-employed Oregonians who have applied for a PUA to get their weekly benefit payments faster. The website touts three major improvements: speeding up the weekly benefit processing, improved submission success, and ensuring that all required information is complete prior to submission. People can resubmit their weekly claims through the new form if they have not already been paid for those weeks. In addition to the new application, the department launched a new informational website on July 10th, unemployment.org, oregon.gov. That's the news for today. That's Coast Radio News for today, Tuesday, July 21st.